This week is the Parsha of Shadochem. So let me share with you an incredible story told by Rabbi Yitzchak Silberstein. This story took place several years ago in London. There was a girl from a very well-respected and well-to-do family. She had everything going for her. She was smart, a Bal Midos, Yerushalayim, money, yichus. Everyone thought she would get married right out of seminary. She went out with the best boys who went to the finest yeshivas. But somehow, nothing materialized. Years passed and she was already 28. She had been dating for almost 10 years without success. Her parents had almost given up hope. The Shadchanim practically stopped calling. Even when a date was set up, nobody really expected it to work out. All of her friends were married. Some already had 4 or 5 children, and she was still alone. Her parents had a non-Jewish cleaning lady who had just started working for them. And one day she approaches the mother and she says, "Can I speak to you for a moment? Before I come to your house in the afternoon, I clean the house of Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. They are very religious, just like you. And they have a 30-year-old son who's been trying for years to find his match. They say he's a wonderful boy. And from what I see, I think he would be the perfect match for your daughter." And the mother was taken aback, even insulted. "How far have we fallen? Now our cleaning lady is giving us shidduch suggestions? What does she know about Shidduchim?" But she told her, "Thank you so much, I will look into it." Desperate, she made a few inquiries, and she discovered that this boy actually lives just a few blocks away, but they never even heard his name before. And everyone they asked spoke so highly of him. So they decided, it can't hurt to try. They set up a date, and the boy made a remarkable impression on them. He was indeed an outstanding Ben Torah, with sterling midos, and everything they were looking for in a son-in-law. Before long, the couple became engaged. At the Vart, the father of the Kala took the microphone, and with tears streaming down his face, he said, "My dear friends, you will not believe how this shidduch came about. For 10 years, we searched the world for a chasen. We spoke to Shadchanim and Rabbanim, friends, acquaintances. Everyone knew our situation. We went through hundreds of suggestions, but nothing worked. And now, just 4 minutes from our home, we found a bacher we've been waiting for 10 years. And who was the messenger? Not a shadchan, not a rav, not a friend, but a cleaning lady who just started working for us just a few weeks ago. From here we must learn that Hashem is in charge. He alone sends our shidduchim." What a story. We spend weeks and months and even years worrying and blaming ourselves and others. But the truth is, only Hashem decides when and how. And when that moment arrives, Yeshua Hashem Keharifayin. Our Yeshua comes in the blink of an eye. Before the time is right, no one can help us. And when the time is right, no one can stop it. When we are willing to put aside our own logic and trust the Ratzon Hashem, we never lose. We only gain. More than we can ever imagine. It says about Hagar that when her son was dying of thirst in the desert, Hashem opened up her eyes and she saw a well of water. The well was there all along, but she couldn't see it until Hashem decided it was time to reveal it. Sometimes our Yeshua is right in front of our eyes, but it's simply not the right time yet. Think of someone facing a health crisis, and then they travel to a doctor in Boston, then they try a specialist in Hopkins, then they travel to the Cleveland Clinic, and nothing works. They're still in pain. Then one day, they meet someone and they say, "You know, this is a doctor right here in the neighborhood who helped me. Try him." They go, he diagnoses the problem, and they're cured. And they wonder, "Why did I have to suffer for 2 years? My salvation was right around the corner the whole time." And the answer is, because it was decreed min Hashemayim that their struggle with this illness should last for 2 years. And the moment Hashem decided the time was up, He sent the right shliach to reveal the cure. So we have to remember, we must do our shtadlus. We have to go to work for our parnasa, call shadchanim, and seek out the best doctors. But at the same time, we must never forget that our Yeshua will only come when Hashem decides it's time. So we should turn to Him and say, "Rabbani Shalom, please open up my eyes. Let me see the well that's already there, and guide me to my Yeshua." And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.